I want to say have yourself a Meowie Christmas, but that's
you can do
that's
whatever already you want.
Well, you know, you could have just done it. That could have.
Have yourself a Meowie little Christmas.
A Christmas.
Meow your way. He's pop tight.
He's having a stroke.
Keep going.
Meow yourself into a little bit of a fright. Cause when you're in a Maui Christmas,
that's Maui.
Be sure.
They burned. The hand will go.
Something delight.
Well, that was the best Christmas gift I've ever got.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
You know, I think if we move, I might actually like hire like a
in focus guy.
No, like a producer, but like somebody in college or something who's just looking for some
a real stacked money. Filipino.
But somebody who can
a Pinoy
it's not
boy.
About, they don't have to be Filipino.
Yes,
but they are.
Oh, he's so strong.
They're hard workers, which is okay to say, right?
Brown
if
nipples.
It's a compliment.
Oh yeah.
If you take a group of people and you say they're great,
so greased up.
That's not racist.
Oh yeah.
Like you love the Germans. Right?
He
like
does.
You, like you
engineering.
Love history.
Mercedes
like
Benz.
In another world, this is the way it should have been.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you have a lot of.
The
yeah,
high tower.
Your boots are like that NCIS girl. They're very tall.
Yeah.
And I don't know what
very
they call them.
Tall.
They call them like dove walkers or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I'm a dove walker.
Would you?
Walking down real bad.
Oh, but you want to know what? Do you have any idea what this is? Do you? Have any idea?
I'm gonna
camera
say
camera one. Have any idea what today is?
An abomination.
Snowman. Because this is another episode of Holiday Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges. I probably should have put that words in another order. You can follow me at Brian Sturges on here and elsewhere. You can of course follow Cliff Beach at Cliff Beach Music. You get his book, get his music. You can get his suicide prevention kit, which is a rope cut in half.
Yep.
This for this
it.
Christmas, and then of course Timothy Hall, guten tag. Of course, you might know him from being a revisionist music. Hey, can we get some sort of like
horror.
Sleigh bells added to the Unnecessary Talk song?
Are you listening?
Because we have to use the theme song because that's what they want.
Are you listening?
Could we just get a little bit of like
a little jingle?
Like even if you like, I wouldn't even know if you put some chai. People are stupid.
Well, we got some
like a tambourine.
Yeah, they
well,
know.
We got some sleigh bells from the other thing.
Yeah. I could.
You have sleigh bells?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have actual sleigh bells. The lady let me borrow some from her work.
Yeah.
And I jingled them a little bit.
You tell me you can't
even
get together
his bells
sleigh bells in the hot desert of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Slay all day, Tim Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To Timmy P, who gave me this fine crystal glass in which I'm having a beverage in which... So, I might have sent an alcoholic to pick up some booze for another alcoholic. So, and then that person who went to the store mentioned how good everything looked. So... Just come back next year's Christmas episode and let's do like a comparison video.
Yeah. You ever suck dick for whiskey?
not whiskey. Okay. Also, I would like to thank the legal team.
I like my whiskey first.
I'd also like to thank Aunt Clara, who sent me this outfit.
Oh,
and as
nice.
I've gotten older, I've gotten more into it. And also, I'd like
you
to thank the legal team.
You mean you filled out into
of a
it.
Christmas story?
Yeah, I did.
Who is not litigious and who appreciates the fact that I believe you should buy all of their merchandise, franchises, whatever, wallpaper, you make it happen, okay?
Yeah, bath
mats. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing my third home in Tribeca. It's all Christmas plaid.
Oh, that's nice.
And rabbit heads. But I love you, Aunt Clara. Sorry, you know, that leukemia took you. Last Christmas. And your last words were, "What? Your show is terrible. You're an embarrassment to the family. Your father worked very hard for the name and the town that you have ruined." And I said, "Oh, yeah, Clara? Yeah? Maybe you need a pillow fluffed up." And I, it's been within 7 years, so I can't legally talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
later. Yeah. It'll be in your memoirs.
Hey, Cliff, question.
Yeah.
Are you transitioning?
To?
Hopefully closer to the table.
But I've noticed
how that
you're even skinnier than last week.
That's true.
And at some point, I don't know, I caught like the excitement in my pants, the thinner you get, I just want to buy like a wig. I don't know. Can you do it? Like,
sure.
I'm just saying, I love my wife, who is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. But if an accident was to besiege her,
right?
I found a place in New Hampshire. You would love it. It's by the antique place. Oh, my God.
I love antique.
I've already picked out the all-wheel drive Subarus.
Oh, yeah. You're going to need one of those.
When I watch the Antiques Roadshow, I gasp when people think it's going to be expensive, but it's not.
They're like, this is shit. You're dumb. You big dummy. This ain't worth
Bring me my clutching pearls.
So on this holiday episode, I'd like to also point out that early this morning, I spent a lot of time decorating this table in which you can't see.
Yeah, you won't see it.
I put various knickknacks. I set it up. It was kind of, you know, a little, whatever. We don't talk about. Yeah, I got a little nutcracker. I got a train.
Over here.
I got
the little nut.
I got, pass me this. Pass me the ornament.
You got a little choo-choo, a little boop-boop.
You know, you even got this, see? Again, on theme, a fine company in which you should buy all their products. Hold on.
Excuse me.
I hope it's
another
lamp.
Christmas story.
When I say hold on, it means hold on.
Zip it.
It is a lamp.
It is the lamp. Look at that. A fine Christmas story.
I have always loved that part.
Did
of
you
that
like
movie.
That? And it's a that very movie. White movie. I mean, it's a thick vanilla.
I mean, the Ovaltine was the only brown thing in there.
Why? I get it. I know you want to ruin me. I get it. You keep bringing it up.
But
do not search my name in Ovaltine.
It is classic.
All future employers.
It's a classic story that people love. And, it really does last through the years. Now, didn't that kid grow up and do something else?
Oh, he did Iron Man.
Yeah.
He's one of the, Peter Billingsley is one of the biggest producers in Hollywood.
Ah.
What you referring to?
Well.
Nothing!
I don't know.
But he's done a lot.
Because a lot of child actors, like, stuff happens to them where they, like Amanda Bynes, like, ooh, rough.
What happened
to her?
She's
Amanda Bynes?
She's still alive?
Well, she's got a podcast now, but apparently.
So she's dead. So she's doing what I'm doing? Listen, if Amanda Bynes and I are doing the same thing,
I mean, I think,
just the two of us,
think,
right? It's our original idea?
I think some molestation happened at Nickelodeon, but you could.
Okay. That's I didn't feel like that should be a joke because he said dying. Molestation at Nickelodeon, and I just saw the YouTube. I already saw YouTube change. From green to yellow.
To yellow. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that I feel bad for
you. Don't like
for
me
her.
Making money on this.
She's
you don't
a train
think
wreck.
These 12 views really?
No, I'm saying it's sad to watch because she got some plastic surgery to like remove eye fat. But I think she has like a dysmorphia because her face was fine and now it's not from the surgery.
So her attitude was the problem.
Well, she's unrecognizable. You know how like people have changed and like she doesn't look anything like she used to before.
Mm. Okay, so now if I were a producer, I would say, oh, I should probably look that image up and then insert it here. Ah, no. It's too late. Just insert it in post.
Yeah.
Ah, and I'll react now.
Because she was adorable. I mean, she was real cute. She was.
Yeah, I guess you could call that a face. Am I right? Okay,
yeah.
All right, okay. It's too late.
So I was saying for every child actor that like grows up and they become normalized, there's the others that like. Really have these backstories. It's a lot of. It's like people when they see you as a meal ticket or whatever. Your parents basically, even like Britney in conservatorship, like the people who should protect you don't, and the kids.
Do you ever see Britney Spears' TikToks?
I haven't.
Oh, she dances.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah,
and
she
nude
does.
Sometimes, right?
I haven't seen the nude. She does have those eyes. That's Amanda Bynes.
Yeah,
you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe
it. You knew who she was before, right? Show the before.
She was like a little kid actress.
Yeah, show the before and after side by side.
Oh,
were her eyebrows navy blue back then?
And she has a face tattoo.
That's a
is that you?
It looks like a tattoo she did herself.
Mandy, what the fuck happened? God,
I mean, I feel bad because she was really pretty.
She what?
And she didn't need. I don't think whatever she had, even if she had chubby cheeks or whatever. Yeah, she was adorable. Just a regular old, you know.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. As a Hollywood celebrity and a musical icon and an editor, with that, we will...
Revisionist.
Yes. Revisionist editor. Oh, my God. You can't help but change things.
You can't.
Your whole life is putting things in the order to make you happy.
If I can just cut this out, that'll make it better.
Right now, I want to hear just a little bit of German music right now. I don't care what it is. I'm curious to see what he comes up with. But from the start of this sentence to the end of this next sentence, I'd like to hear the thing that when you wake up makes your DH. You know what I mean?
Schlaft in himmlische Ruhe. Schlaft in himmlische Ruhe. Silent Night was originally German. Stille Nacht.
Yeah, Stille Nacht.
Now, as we know, we have a UNT tradition of gift giving here.
Yes.
You know, like every year for many years, gifts have been exchanged on the show.
It's established.
And we'll have our gift exchange just in a little while before, I'm sure, our not holiday-inspired TikToks. But I did want to give you a stocking stuffer. You did not get a stocking stuffer.
Oh.
That's
But I have
fair.
A stocking stuffer for you that I'd like to give to you now, if I may.
Please.
And then
stuff
discuss it.
Stocking.
Now, we all know that Jesus is black, right? Or like... mahogany, like that card company that I got from my old college roommate, in which
bearded.
I turned over and said, why are these people black?
And
but
bearded.
He was black.
Don't
forget the card
bearded.
Was beautiful. The point is...
Was it black Jesus?
Well, Jesus, I hate to break it to you, Iowa, or whatever. You know, he's probably not what you think. But here's a little something,
Definitely
and this will lead us to our next conversation.
Mm. Ooh, I can't wait.
Ooh. Now, be careful. It is Fragile,
okay.
A fine company.
It is a fine company.
Peter, I'd love to work with you. I mean, really, I mean anything. Get me out of this.
I love little figurines and stuff. Let's see what we got. A little black angel, maybe, or?
Oh, is he guessing it?
Or is it a bat?
What?
You never heard that theory? Black people, when they die, they become bats? Anyway.
No, I have not
Yay!
Heard that theory.
Hey! Look who it is. Who is it, Cliff?
Blackie Pete.
It's not Blackie Pete, although that would be awesome.
I believe it's just
this
Santa.
Is awesome. Not only is he bedazzled in red sequins, which
but
I
say,
love.
Say what it is to the listeners, to the one listener on Apple.
It's a black Santa. I'm going to say African American because I don't know if he's American. He's actually Norwegian.
Well, he's probably made in China.
Oh.
Well, yeah, he'll say on the
bottom. I left the tag on it for you. Would you take it off?
I
took the price off because I'm a gentleman.
I love a good ornament. It's from the Wonder Shop. Oh, I lost my little tag.
I worked so hard to put that
there. There we go. It's not sticky enough.
I'll take it off later. That these things are not sticky.
Indoor, not a toy. And it is breakable. So what's up my butt?
Sorry about that.
No, I love
Fix
it.
Fix that post.
I love it. I'm going to put it next
to... You want to take the tag off for you?
I'm going to put it next to my group, my grump. I have a one ball tree.
Oh, you
so
have
did
a
you get
ball
one?
Tree? You got a tree?
It's a little one that was good. Given to me by another friend.
Is it just like
and
a brand?
One, oh, it has one
by
ball.
Another friend? Don't want to mention any names?
No, a friend, a good friend, my friend.
That's all right. Don't mention names. I would assume it's the girl.
Esteban.
Oh, Esteban.
Do you know that Esteban used to teach at Santa Monica Music?
Mm. What?
Before he started doing his... The shows where he's selling the guitars.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah. He was just a teacher, Santa Monica Music, in the 80s or something.
Interesting.
So, like, your Esteban guy, and his name's like Feldberg or something. Like, his whole thing is a lie. I don't mean to, like,
no, it always
you've outed him.
To ruin him, but Esteban's name is, like, you know, Mr. Flagman.
No, but I like it. He's got a big candy cane, which
there you go.
We know what that is.
Black
means,
Santa.
You know?
So, do you believe in Black Santa?
I do believe in Black Santa.
I believe in Black Santa, too.
I'm going to sit on his lap and get my gifts.
I like that they have that. As a white person, I like that they have that as an option.
Yeah.
And when I bought it.
Was it cheaper than the white option?
Significantly.
Oh, no.
It was on clearance, and it was October. I was like, this seems.
Were they giving it away?
No, I paid for that. Yeah. I saw that. I was like, oh, Cliff, because I know that you don't have a lot of Christmas stuff. And I was like, this is something you could keep you around.
No, I do love this.
That is nice.
Because I did at one time think of getting you guys black ornaments, but I didn't. But I thought about it.
That would have been good.
I was going to get you Spider-Man. I don't know why. Because he's black now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Miles Morales. That's right.
Yeah, Puerto Rican, you know. I mean, he had the mask on, so we don't know.
So I think at this point, we should take a moment and tell the tale of Black Santa.
Yes.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to pass this story around the room. I'm thinking of this right now.
So. Cheerins and chillins gathers around.
It's time to put that booty on the ground.
Exactly.
Be careful not to make a sound.
This is like every Second City scene I've ever been in.
Do you know the way to Canada? It was an Underground Railroad Them.
Oh, yeah. Yes. At night, these tunnels are white and cold.
And only suitable for the bold.
At night, I disappear when I close my eyes and mouth.
I'm glad I didn't say it.
That's funny because I saw Mrs. Santa Claus's condom in the couch.
Oh.
It's hard to wrap mouth. I didn't know.
And that's what we call Siemens furniture.
Siemens furniture since 1969. Cover yourself in quality.
Take us home, revisionist.
Well, that was a failed chapter, but hey, you know.
Yeah. I feel like I
yeah, consider yeah. I think you did great. Okay. I think you did great. I want to be honest with you. You did better than I thought you could ever do in anything.
I feel like we need a baby doll test, like the Barbie test with the black and the white doll with a black and white Santa. Who do you believe will bring the best gifts, children?
Now, I happen to...
Black Santa brings Lucy cigarettes.
I had to get the car serviced. And when I was down there, because we purchased the car kind of far away, and they're like, you know, we'll fix this.
Bring of it course. Back.
So... I dropped it off. I was the first guy in line. It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And then I went over. I just walked a couple miles because I haven't done any exercise in like a year to the mall. And then I went kind of shopping. And I went to Target. Now, it was like what I have seen. Every single thing was locked up. So the Target that's right around the court, your Target, I mean, that is a caucusy Target, right?
Oh, for sure.
Everything is out. They got steaks, leave them in the parking lot on a truss system.
Come to my black Target off of La Siena, guys.
No, it was Carson. I'm allowed to say Carson, Target, right?
Where the IKEA
is.
But all of like the face wash and body scrub and everything was locked up where as a white
like a
person
CVS.
Consumer,
yeah.
I just can't put stuff in my cart. Like, I have to, for everything, I have to call someone.
I don't know what he's doing. I just looked over and I saw his eyebrows going, wah, 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 wah.
Oh, I was thinking.
That's all right.
No, I was thinking. That's all right. I was thinking at Black Target.
Why finish stories on this?
I was thinking of the juxtaposition of Black Target and White Target, and you talked about body spray, and I was like, do they have Axe spray? And Ask spray.
Oh.
Black Target is
Ask pretty
spray.
Good. Because in Culver City, there's the white Target, the black Target, and the Latina Target.
Exactly.
Oh, what's the Latina Target like?
The West Side Pavilion.
Oh, okay.
And so West Side Pavilion is Latin. The Culver City Jefferson one is white. And then the La Cienega one is the black Target.
That's right.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Target's a fine company. And in fact... Red and white. If you go to Target this holiday season, put UNT coupon code 5% off. Hey, I want to admit something here because I laughed. You know how the last couple of weeks I've encouraged you to start your holiday shopping? I haven't bought
a thing
for my wife yet. Oh. I just can't seem to find a present that I actually want to give her. Like, you just go, you're like, I could just buy anything. There's no, you know what I mean? Just get her something shiny, like a diamond. Like, put some sort of diamonds and string them together, put them in a box. But I just haven't found, and I've been looking online, I just haven't found anything that I like yet. And it's unlike me.
This man.
I'm looking at my watch, I can hesitate.
This man, he's the only man I know that can find a knockoff of Cupid Zirconia.
Okay. Well,
hey-o.
You can. They're out there. They're
a
just
knockoff of a knockoff is the real thing.
Those. anyway, I need to buy something. I have one idea, but
pawn shop.
We're getting awfully close now.
Pawn shop.
And I look online and there's stuff. Yeah, I was looking at a saw there the other day.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. What are you getting your wife?
Uh-huh. So
grief.
I wish the lady had like real discernible, like my interests. You could buy stuff for me all day.
She's a smoker.
Yeah,
she's a smoker. You get her a carton like you're in Canada again. Be like,
yeah,
a carton.
I feel like that's an insulting gift.
But you take off those warnings.
No. The less sleeves you have and the more your home is on wheels, the greater the chances you want a carton of cigarettes this Christmas.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, I give out on Halloween, I give out packs of Marlboro Red 100s to all the neighborhood kids and be like, you might as well start now. Yeah.
Well, see,
life will only penetrate you and just pound you until the moment that you have to pay someone to bury you in land, right, in which is not even yours. Oh, I think that if you die in a property, you should be buried in that property.
Oh, right.
You die
in
an apartment, like my neighbor who died, and his sister was like, I think my brother's dead in there. I was like, I have to go to work. She's like, well, because I was at an age, like I would, but I was like early 20s and we're like getting to work late. You were like, I don't want to get in trouble. But she was like, please help me. I think he's dead. I was like,
Here's the thing.
Turns out, dead.
He was dead.
And his name was Ichabod Crane.
Oh.
No, wait, damn it. That's New Halloween. Yeah. Ebenezer Scrooge. That's hollow. That's what it is.
Well, the thing with wife gifts is that it's not about the gift. It's about really you knowing what they want without them asking, right? It's a test
that's really
of you
tough.
Knowing them.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what they're looking for.
How does one give her a divorce? That poor woman is like, she's probably right now. I think that's what she does. Is when I'm filming this, she goes and meets. She's like, hey, well, I can't get, you know what I mean? Like,
she shuts
her phone off and she's, you know, she takes three bus transfers to Carson.
What's the best gift you've given them so far that they said, you really knew me? That's a good gift.
I've made her a mother.
Oh,
twice.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Now, I'd also say that she likes to take a lot of credit for giving birth. But if it wasn't for me,
that's true. You were
giving her
sauce.
Between 45 and 50 seconds of her life that she'll never forget. She's given a child. So really, that really is the opposite. The gift is to me, right? She's given me children,
right?
So then, when I'm looking at a sweater, it just doesn't seem like I got to get something. You have to get something that says, "I'm an asshole." I'm not even in focus. I'm such an asshole that the camera. No.
Okay. We're coming. It's coming back.
But you had to go back because you needed an heir. You're like Napoleon.
The ladies that I, well, you know what? Well, it doesn't matter. The reason is she's wonderful.
Oh.
She's the best thing. I don't talk positively about her because she'll get the wrong idea on this show. But
thank God her other husband does.
Yeah, no, Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he's great.
Show off. He's got a PhD.
He stuffs my stocking like nobody else.
Fossils.
He takes me to Sin City.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of the
He's
West
like, East. Look at this Petrotype.
I think I'm just naming out books. Watchmen, V for Vendetta.
Are you just reading titles?
You're just reading
back
the graphic. No, I purchased all those graphic novels to use.
As
now, that might be coming back, baby.
I thought they'd be more graphic.
I hope so.
Might be coming back. Because my goals got rectified hard this year.
Rectified.
Now, the whole purpose of me doing that project was because I was so busy this year that I was like, let me at least complete the other goals that...
Oh, it hasn't been
there
in a while. I thought it used to be
there.
Then it was like those white red coat guys. Now it's, I don't even know what. Science?
Circles.
Oh.
Yeah, like, well, I remember over your production studio, you have this, like, giant red flag with a white circle, and there's, like, this Buddhist reversed symbol.
It's like
turn left, turn left, turn left, turn left.
Yeah, it's a lot of
turns. Yeah, swipe left.
What I like is the amount of stories that get started on this, you know?
Yeah.
You really need to write the endings for yourself.
Yeah, that's
Christmas
part of the fun.
Miracles.
But I don't know what to get her. But you have no idea what you're getting your wife either.
I mean, she's made a list.
How's your ex-girlfriend looking? Is she looking good?
Amazing.
Yeah, she is. So what are you getting your wife?
Oh, you know, just some bits and bobs and
some bits like a horse. You're gonna get her like
I'm getting her a bit.
Do you guys play the horse games where sexually, where like you dress her up like you're both horse like what like. Like, maybe you're a dictator, and maybe she's a solid German equus.
Or maybe you're both an ass.
And you put the bit in her
like
mouth.
That geometro
situation? And then you, like, you know, you just kind of, like, pick a country. Let's say Poland, right? Let's just say you just...
just want to go over there?
Yeah, they want to check it out.
The East
now,
yeah, East.
Do not take the train.
Oh, no.
This
but it's good
Christmas.
Advice.
Yeah.
I was walking through the arts district, speaking of taking the
Which
train.
Which one? The NoHo Arts District?
No, the downtown arts district.
Oh, so the
I was
real
in
one.
Little Tokyo. And I did see, speaking of fire retardant, I saw a homeless man at the bus stop who was smoking and lit his leg on fire. And he was putting it out. Like, as I walked by, and I was like, I want none of this. Just give me back to the turn. I was just like, I don't know what's happening. I'm sure you're going to figure this out because it wasn't out. Like, as I walked by, I could just see his leg.
He may or may not be a TikTok that's lined up for later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess I should also take this moment to thank Norm MacDonald for my entire comedic personality and Christina P. for adding the TikToks at the end of the episode. Oh, yeah. And I hope to one day find my own. As you know, there's no direction. I hope
we'll get there.
I hope to one day find whatever this show is.
They say
is.
You have to do 300 shows.
Let's do thank. And I we did Thankful for Christmas.
We did.
But let's go ahead and do the Thankful for the Year Christmas things now.
Oh,
versus
sure.
So I'd like to thank, of course, the, you know, the wife who packs up the kids in the van and goes for the day. So thank you for that. You know,
and wanders around.
You had enough compliments. You'll see you next
woman.
Year.
See you when I see you. Don't let the door hit you with a good old split.
And what was I saying? So the thankful, and then I'd like to.
I'm very thankful.
I'd like to thank
them.
You.
Oh,
I'd like to thank Tim Hall. He did wonderful edits, and I think he spends a lot of extra time, which he shouldn't, on them. And I appreciate. I can tell when he's adding drum rolls and stuff that he's got better things to do. And of course, I'd like to thank
for his ADHD Cliff.
I don't know what's going on here, but again, I like it. Live free or die is what our license plates will say.
Yeah, once New Hampshire takes over.
Yeah, I'm a ball.
Yeah, I mean, he loves Wedgwood. He just loves it. He likes to collect.
You're gonna like it up there. Yeah.
Particularly the rare green Wedgwood, because most people think of the Wedgwood blue, but the green is also collectible.
The Wedgwood Forest to the Gulfstream borders.
Oh.
All right, we can do gifts now, right? We might as well, right?
Yeah,
we got nothing. How are we doing on time? What are we doing? We're at 31.
My gifts here. We're doing well.
Now, of course, there is a tradition where here at UNT we give gifts every year. For many years, this has been happening.
Mm-hmm. This is, yes.
And as part of the tradition, we're going to have Tim Hall go first.
Yes.
So, Tim Hall.
Tim Hall.
No.
I give
you
guys.
I meant Tim Hall is going to give us the gifts in which this Christmas episode has been on the calendar for.
Oh yeah, for
I mean probably
time.
A year.
Blackie Santa.
And in fact, Christmas 2024 is already on the calendar.
Ooh.
Yay!
So you go first. Go ahead. Pass them out, buddy.
All right, guys. I'm going to give you guys the gift of. Believing in
song.
You guys.
Give me the gift of song.
Yeah, yeah.
And the song that you're going to give us this Christmas is titled?
Meowie Christmas.
Okay. You're going to get it, and you're going to love it.
This show is so dumb. Please, close this episode and, learn anything.
I want to say have yourself a meowie Christmas, but that's
you can do
that's
whatever
already
you want.
Well, you know, you could have just done it. That could
have yourself a meowie little Christmas.
A Christmas.
Meow your way.
He's
uptight.
He's having a stroke.
Meow yourself into a little bit of a fright. Cause when you're in a meowie Christmas,
that's Maui.
Be sure
they burned. Line of gum.
Something delight.
Well, that was the best Christmas gift I've ever got.
I know. That was
better. Somehow I was like, I'm not coming to work and giving gifts.
That was a Christmas poo.
Yeah.
So did you want to go first? How do you want to do this?
Up to you.
You what?
Okay. Okay, we'll start with Tim Hall first.
Tim Hall. Make sure this is on camera.
He's got a two-parter. And a card.
And you
got
to return the bag because those bags are like four.
Okay.
Bucks.
There's a card for.
You got a card. I didn't get cards. That's pretty.
Okay.
Oh, I got. Oh, I did get my wife cards in the fair. I got cards. But
you said an affair. I got my wife
like
an
you
affair.
You have a card in a fair.
I love you.
There we go.
All right, I got it out. We got me.
Show the camera.
Smoking.
I think we get what's happening down there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought those were pom poms.
Nope.
This guy's getting serviced.
Oh,
by two.
He's got some snowballs.
Yeah. Now that's what I call a snowball fight.
All right.
So this is especially for Tim Hall because. Oh yes. Oh yes.
Oh, look at this.
That's
we got,
right.
This guy.
What is it?
What am I looking at?
They're little D&D characters.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Little D&D. He can paint them, and he can use it for his 3D printing skills.
Oh.
He's got a lot of orcs and goblins.
Yeah, a lot of orcs and goblins in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, there you go.
So many.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Now.
This is better than my song.
Coincidentally, I was putting an ad.
Don't forget the second part.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's coming.
Okay. Coincidentally, like I was putting an ad on. I don't even remember what the story was.
Yep.
I forget already.
There we go. Well, there's that.
Hey!
Awesome. Dolce. Some Galettis Dolces.
Yeah.
Sweet cookies.
Yeah.
Some might even all say right. German.
Oh, are those German? What is this?
Open it up.
What is this?
Oh.
Ah!
Oh, it's a
That's awesome. That's nice.
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, right?
I'd put this on my wall.
In the studio. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I...
Oh, man. It. You do remind me...
It's got hooks.
Yeah.
Of a
toad?
Of a toad playing the banjo. It's very Kermit-esque, right?
I have the same jaw as a frog.
Oh.
Your thing.
It's heavy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this is very heavy.
It is
all right.
Heavy.
So I guess I just go right
in? Yeah, you just go in there. Yes.
Get in there.
He knows what it likes. Yes.
Oh, that's a lot.
A giant.
Yay!
The biggest Christmas tin of cookies.
Because he's got a family now.
I've ever seen in my life. Now. Oh, my God. This is great, dude. This is fantastic.
Yes.
Ooh-wee.
Those signify Christmas for me. We used to always go to someone's house who had a tin of these.
Well, we can open these up while we open
We can. Yours. And we can all enjoy.
To Brian from Cliff.
Yay.
Look at you. He has that German strength.
He does.
Yeah.
Eins.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Ooh, it's a snowman.
Oh, yeah.
Getting anally penetrated by another snowman.
Where do you find these cards?
Baby, it's cold outside. Yeah, it is. Happy holidays. Happy 4th of January. You mean 6th of January?
Yeah. It was a Biden joke. I think.
Oh, happy. Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. But the real gift, I think you're going to love. Yes. 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 Take it out.
West.
Take it out.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, yeah.
Wiswalk.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Look at that. All right, it's a clock, watch, and a guitar. Wait.
How does it
Holy
work?
Crap. It's a guitar watch. This is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Oh, that is awesome, man. Thank you. Look at that. Look how cool that is.
That is nice.
Oh, yeah.
That is a great gift. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You see, honey, he knows.
He knows how to do it. Cookies in a watch.
Dude, I love it. Oh, I really do. I'm not awesome. Going to my...
Yeah, cool.
Now, I didn't get a gift certificate, but I didn't take the tags off. So you can know how much I...
I don't know what's underneath it.
So...
Something.
Okay.
Yay!
So last year was your year.
It was my year.
Here's for you now. Sir. They all have a thing now.
Oh, yes.
This is not quite as frankly cool as what you got me.
It's
what
okay.
you got me was is unique.
Right.
But...
I will love it.
I got these all... While I was waiting for my car to get fixed.
Oh, nice.
So the very first thing, don't mind the tag. I don't care if you keep the tag.
It's okay.
So I got you a red dress shirt, slim.
Love it.
It's a medium, but it's a slim.
Oh, that's perfect. That'll go good under
very... All right, so I left all the tags on so that you can...
Oh, that's good. That will fit well. Thank
yeah,
you.
And then you can wear that with anything. You wear it to whatever. Yeah. You wear it to work.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Have it.
I expect you to wear all to
oh,
wear
I will.
This.
I can always use another red shirt.
Now that was work. Now
oh,
this.
Nice. This is nice. I always need a jacket, hoodie. Yeah.
Ah, play.
I like that.
Oh, this. Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, look at that.
That's gonna fit well. You're gonna love the way you.
Now, look. Of course, if you exchange these, I'll never know.
It's true.
It's because they may be too big. Actually,
yeah,
I got you mediums. Because getting and then
I will try them on.
Oh,
look how
look
comfortable!
This,
now
fella.
feel those.
They look like they feel
God.
Good.
No
are they
underwear
silk?
Needed. Free ball.
No, yeah, no. You free ball them in those.
These are nice.
So you see, it's work, play and sleep. I've gotten you a red and I've gotten you something red or red and black for every aspect of your life.
This is what I call night
shower cap.
Bleep this, bitch.
Maybe for Christmas I won't bleep it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Merry Christmas.
And I don't really wear pajamas.
So you free ball it? Oh. Well, then put it towards like something.
No, I wear them on special occasions, like when I'm in a hotel with someone else usually, but by myself, I don't wear any clothes at home. You know that.
Not any. Right, but not even a little.
He's a tremendous. He is naked quite a bit in his own home.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I never wear clothes at home. Only out.
Well, so exchange any of this for anything.
No, but I keep a pair of pajamas because there are occasions where I'm out where I need them.
Now I know that clothes are very like your aunt gets you clothes, commented that you didn't have any clothes to wear.
No, I don't.
So that's what I went
almost
with.
80% is going to have to get donated. So. So this would be great.
Go ahead, get that receipt and take it off your taxes.
There we go.
Now, Tim Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go.
We come to you on this day, a day that will live in infamously. Okay?
Oh, God.
Now, I have several follow-ups.
Okay.
This is the greatest thank you and perhaps psychologically damaging gift I could possibly get you this Christmas. Good.
It's a gift card for BetterHelp.
It's a book on
go to BetterHelp.com. You went to
that.
Now hold that up to the camera. Now you have three guesses. I'm going to give you three guesses.
It's a book on editing for beginners?
Close.
Okay.
The book that reminds you don't to cut the horns.
It's a hard copy of Adobe Premiere.
Oh. Yes, I've gotten you the CD-ROM.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
The classic WordPerfect from 1992.
They just get you for $400 a year now.
And then this, it's got some movement in it. So I'm going to guess that it is...
Leopard bikini underwear.
Yeah, it's a little heavy for that. You got me some chunky underwear. All right, I'm gonna crack it open.
Crack it open.
Grandpa panties?
Merry Christmas. I hope this fulfills all.
I cracked it open just slightly, and all I see is the word sex. So I know that it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Let's see what
we know you've had some questions.
Yeah, it doesn't go where you think it goes.
It's a slot A tabby. And come on.
Oh, my God.
It's really for the wife.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Show it to the camera.
It's this is unbelievable.
This is the first
this is when I was 6 years old, I saw this and it traumatized me.
And I found it. This is single-handedly the most expensive piece of media that I have ever purchased, which I said in front of the wife, and she was what could be referred to as displeased.
Yeah, I imagine.
Well, at least he got a new copy.
And what I love is,
No.
If you open it, what you noticed is that, they don't have new ones. It's 19. Now, they say back again, but I think this is the original.
Yeah. Is it sticky?
Oh,
it's leather bound.
Okay.
Or plastic.
But if you look, someone left it mid-roll.
Oh, it's mid-roll, yeah.
And I'm so curious.
You have to start it there. You have to start
Those were
there.
The days.
You don't have a VHS, do you?
I do. And in fact, I meant to set it up, but then forgot. Look at that face.
Why are you lying? Why are
1986. You that doesn't make sense.
Because it was 84.
Why?
Yeah. And this might be a second release.
Why? Yeah.
I had to, like.
I needed a first edition.
I tried. Second print. But do you have any idea?
About a second release.
I mean, like.
I don't know why Brian's lying. He knows he's more, the one that
But, like, greater through. Than, like, a sealed Miles Davis record. Like, really? Like, and I know you're not supposed to say that when you give a gift.
But
I want you to know how absurd it was. And that's as close as, because it says back again in 86. So it was so good to realize. Now, what do you think about watching it? Now,
I'd have to scare up a VHS.
The second thing is, if your wife. If you even tell her about this, makes you get rid of it, you must not donate it. Please at least sell it and put the money in your pocket.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That'll look good on my eBay account.
I don't think you can sell that on eBay.
It's the only thing.
Oh, see, because on the top it says backed by popular demand. So it makes me think that it was a second release. But sometimes they just say that.
Oh, right.
But if you were six.
Well, it does say Santa Comes Twice.
In 1984, I think 1984 was the original. And I think this is maybe a second pressing.
Okay. Or maybe this is a sequel. Maybe there's Santa Comes. Santa Comes Twice.
No, because he said Santa Comes Twice.
Yeah.
It says it's the perfect Christmas gift.
Yeah.
But you saw this non-holiday, right?
Yeah, this was around Halloween.
So let me ask you a question. If you put that on, do you think you're going to remember what you saw? Do you think it'll start like...
I still have images.
Do you...
Look how his mood has shifted. I knew this would... Because this was his sexual awakening. And now he has the choice to go home and relive it, right?
Well, do you think... The person who had it, because it's like your dirty uncle or someone. Do you think that they got this?
Not my dirty uncle.
Do you think that there's like a friend's dad or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think they got this as a joke, or they had a weird fetish, or you don't know?
I bet it was a joke. I bet it was like, oh, we'll get this for them, and it'll be funny.
Yeah.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
She looks. Oh no!
She didn't realize her coworker was there. So if you're just listening, a woman waits for her coworkers to leave behind her, and she just lets one rip, only to find that a coworker was left behind.
How was she filming it though?
She's selfieing it.
Yeah. Well,
she knew she was going
to
fart.
Right. So she was waiting for them to leave so she could release the fart, not realizing that some guy was still in the back working.
Well, no, I know, but I'm saying, but why, if she knew she was going to fart, why wouldn't she stop taping? Even if no one was there.
But she was taping because she wanted to record the fart.
Oh.
She purposefully recorded that she was farting. She wants to record the fart. And she was waiting for them to leave. Let's play it again. And then she lets it rip. And then she realizes Doug's back doing... Give me a full screen, would you?
No, I get that.
You can't really see.
She's so happy about it, too.
He's just like... And the guy is just in the office.
Yeah, because they left and they said, that's funny. That is funny. Ha-ha!
Oh, you're very convincing.
For the music educators out there,
laying into it.
Yeah, all parents. My parents always complained about, like, now as an adult, they're like, we hated all these concerts we had to go to, and we supported you, but we, you know, they were unenjoyable.
What clarinet did you play?
Not a clarinet. Oh. I did recorder.
I could tell you.
Oh, you did recorder?
I did.
Little hot cross buns.
Did it just feel
they were
right?
Not so hot.
Jesus cover me under the blood. Under the blood, miss me under the blood. Jesus, you been cover me under the blood. In the morning when me wake up.
That's great.
And the blood that Jesus me take up. And when they feel like me, I go break up. Put the blood on my face just like a makeup. In the morning when me wake up.
This is great.
Oh, it's a minute.
We get it.
I like it.
Yeah, that's fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Reggae. That's Jamaican. They really do know how to make everything better.
Because, like, white churches, you got to, like, stand up and sit down. And that's like guy just hanging there all day. It's like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically the club.
Yeah, you clean them up.
Changing
you
know what from mean? Saturday to yeah, Sunday.
Yeah. Throw a summer suit on this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like blood on the floor. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's got the holes
inside.
I'm
into it. Stripper pole.
Aww.
That's no big deal, but that's New York. Just peeing while you're laying there.
Oh.
There it goes.
Yeah. I was on a bus I watched urine go down the aisle as we were driving. And people were like, scooting away from it.
Gross.
So a woman in an Infiniti SUV, which is probably $60,000 or $80,000.
She
steals the Christmas tree from another vehicle in the parking lot. And you have to be a special piece of shit
for sure
to steal someone's Christmas tree off. I mean, I guess it's worse if it's in the house, but still, I do worry about when I get the Christmas tree, I'm like, let's go home, because there are people that will come and steal it. Because, well, they're 80, 100, 130 bucks. I know. Wow. For the, yeah, you could just buy one plastic one forever.
You can't just cut one yourself?
Well, you could.
Around here?
I mean, I'm just saying.
If you in one of those.
I'm saying, but don't people normally own.
Baldwin Hill trees?
I was like, don't they normally own the property, like, to cut them? So you still end up paying? Because it's like working. There's no free place you can just go find a tree.
Well, it's called the woods.
But not around here.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of spruces, I don't think.
Douglas fir.
Oh, you're a Douglas fir man?
The lady likes the Douglas fir.
I like the smell of the spruce.
She definitely likes Douglas's fir.
Okay.
How did that happen? What happened?
Oh, I don't need to see it.
How did that happen?
No.
How did that happen? How did that
Why
happen?
Why did they continue to film it?
Well, how did it happen, though?
He just leaned on it, too. I mean, that guy, this is why you need to drink milk!
Oh!
You dumb white bitches.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is not a Disney cartoon. They will kill you. A moose will stomp your cranium to a fine pink mist.
That was a deer.
This Christmas. I know, but I'm saying there are other animals.
Oh, moose would be worse.
A Mises.
Yeah.
Moose is scared of like a DJ Khaled.
A couple of days ago, it was great.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You heard me.
I think that medicine got you hallucinating or talking out your mind or something. Cause
I know what I'm talking about. You just stupid. That's why I love you, because you stupid. You believe anything I say. I done cheated on you so many times.
Oh, no.
Mm.
So many times, huh? So let me ask you this. Last night when you said you was going to work, where was you at?
I was at my baby mama's house. I got a baby on the way.
Oh, shit.
I'm not pregnant.
Anybody talking about
that? Oh, my God.
I got my side piece pregnant. I'm going to be a dad.
Oh, he's got to be something.
Oh, yeah. Man. I mean, that is.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know what anesthesia allows you
I won't
to,
take it. To, I don't want to start telling the story. I got some deep secrets I don't need to be spilled out on TikTok.
I got a black child. What am I talking about you, bitch?
Oh, my God.
You want me to wish you happy Chinooka. I have no idea what Chinooka is, but happy Chinooka because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinooka. Have a wonderful time.
Yes.
Say it some more.
Happy Chinooka also to all of the agents and managers which refused to meet with me.
And the SNL, Kenan doing it later is even better.
Like I didn't know
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's so good.
Pop that black cherry open. Helps with the meows.
Oh, it does.
Now that's a Maui Christmas. Let's wrap it up.
This was another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges. I'm that Brian Sturges. Merry Hanukkah, Happy Chinooka,
Happy
Kwanzaa,
Chinooka.
The other ones Festivus that are the all the same and equal. I, of course, like to thank Cliff Beach for a wonderful year and Timothy Hall for a wonderful year. Timothy Hall will be preoccupied for the next 7 days while his wife's gone with a VHS. He'll come back next week.
Okay, Santa.
Yeah, yeah.
My arms hurt.
So, if you're watching, if you've watched
He's
more
an
than
angry
one
little
of these,
elf.
Thank you for watching. What is wrong with you?
Meow.
Next week, we have a very special episode. We have the best of every episode. So, it'll probably be a 12-minute video.
Yeah.
maybe eight, maybe less. We don't know. Yeah. We've stopped counting on these episodes. But, hey, we'll see you next Christmas.
Yeah, see ya.
Next Christmas?
We'll see you next. I guess we'll see you. I mean, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Everyone's
got notes.